Hey, this is D. Dorian. Very nice boo from Dabza. About sausages. It reminded me of a dog we had called Reuben. Now, Reuben was a very, very special dog. He appeared one day in our back garden. He was laying on top of our other dog, final resting place. Our other dog was called Theo. He was a border collie. But this dog, Reuben, just appeared, simply appeared one day. He was like a sausage dog, but long-haired. If you can imagine such a thing, like a Dachshund, but with longish hair. But kind of not as long, not so long, that he was quite mobile. He was very sort of sprightly and quite an amazing problem. I've yet to meet or be acquainted with another dog which was as special as Reuben. He was special because when he slept, you touched him and he growled, but he woke up and he was fine, and he was terrified of water, and he jumped into your arms when you clapped. And one day I fed him like two hu really huge sausages. And he threw them up again. And another time I was walking him through a very rough housing estate in West Belfast, and he just disappeared, and I was going frantic, couldn't find him. I saw two dogs with three legs running around in circles trying to get Reuben. He was like invading their territory, as it were. He disappeared again, and he appeared, and he was being chased by, I mean, six, seven, maybe more dogs barking, trying to get him. It was like the canine equivalent to Benny Hill. He ran off, and I searched for him for hours. Couldn't find him, and I was about 16, but I got back to the house and I was kind of a little bit tearful because I thought he'd gone forever, and I thought he'd probably been eaten by a load of feral dogs, two among them being three-legged. But it turned out he was next door with Goldie, if you can remember back. Goldie was a Labrador which who lived next door, and she was in heat, and that's where Reuben was. Thanks for listening.